Title: Delay Throws on Vocal Chops Using Arrangement View Advanced. All right, let's build proper delay throws on vocal chops in Ableton Live using Arrangement View Automation. This is the kind of detail that makes rolling drum and bass feel expensive, dry, upfront chops most of the time. Then these quick, intentional bursts of echo that answer the groove, lead you into the next bar, and never smear your drums. We're going to do it the clean way first. Sends and returns. Then we'll push into advanced moves like automating the return itself, micro-offsetting the throw so it catches the vowel instead of the consonant, and printing throws to audio so you can slice and mangle them like FX. First, quick prep. Put your vocal chops on a track named Vocal Chops. In DNB, timing is everything, so get the chops locked. If the vocal is wordy or tonal, Complex Pro is usually the safe warp mode. If it's short and stabby, tones can be cleaner. Make sure the warping feels tight against your drums, especially around the snare. Arrangement idea to keep in mind while you place these. Keep most chops short and dry, and aim your throws at the last chop of a two-bar phrase. That's a classic pull into the next bar move. In 174 BPM two-step, a lot of call and response happens between snares, like around beat 3 and the little gaps after it. Now let's build the throw engine. Go to your returns, and on return A, rename it to something obvious like throw delay. Color it if you're the type who gets lost in big sessions. Future you will thank you. On return A, drop echo. Set it to sync mode. Start with a 1/4 note delay time for that classic DNB throw. If you want more skippy jungle energy, 1/8 dotted is a great alternate. If you want big end of phrase space, 1/2 can be huge, but it's easier to muddy the groove, so we'll earn that later. Set echo dry/wet to 100%, because this is a return. We only want the wet signal coming out of the return. Set feedback somewhere around 35 to 55% to start. We'll automate it later for special moments. Turn off noise if you want a cleaner, more controlled mix. For character, mid is a solid default, and clean is great if you want it surgical. Derino width can live around 80 to 120%, but a warning, super wide delays can sound amazing in headphones and then get weird in mono or in a club. We'll keep the low end safe in a second. After echo, add auto filter. Use a low pass, like LP24. Set the cutoff somewhere around 6 to 12k to tame harsh repeats. A bit of resonance is fine, like 0.2 to 0.5. The main reason for this filter is simple. Delay repeats can build up nasty brightness in a busy DNB drop, especially if you've got crisp hats and a snapping snare. Filtering the return is like putting the repeats behind the main vocal. Next, add a compressor to the return for ducking. This is the keep the drums punching part. Turn on sidechain and set the sidechain input to your drum bus, or at least your kick and snare group. Ratio around 4 to 1 is a good starting point. Attack fast, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release is where the groove happens. Try 80 to 180 milliseconds and listen for the tail to reappear in the gaps between snare hits, not on top of them. Set the threshold so you're getting roughly 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. After that, add utility, turn on bass mono around 120 HE to keep low-end phase nonsense out of your delay, and trim the return gain so it's not surprising you later. Coach note here, aim for predictable return peaks. On a big throw, it's nice if return A hits something like -12 to -8 dBFS consistently. You can even put a limiter at the end of the return as a safety net, but only catching 1 to 3 dB max. If it's slamming the limiter, it's not a safety net anymore, it's a lifestyle. Cool. Return is built. Now the actual throws. Click your vocal chops track and press it to show automation and arrangement view. In the automation chooser, select mixer, then send A. This is the entire technique. Instead of messing with dry/wet on a delay sitting on the vocal track, we keep the vocal stable and just toss moments into the delay return. Set your baseline, send it to minus infinity, basically off. Then for a throw, you're going to create a very quick on and off right at a specific chop. Here's the shape I want you thinking about. Not a big square block, but a tiny shark fin. Fast ramp up, and an even faster ramp down. That way you catch the energy of the chop, but you don't feed the delay for so long that you start getting repeated syllables and accidental double words. So, right on the transient of the chop you want to throw, jump this end up to somewhere between -6 dB and 0 dB if you want it obvious, or -12 to -6 dB if you want it subtle. Then drop it back down to minus infinity quickly, usually within a 16th note, maybe an 8th at most. In 174 BPM, those windows are tiny, and that's a good thing. The return will keep echoing even after the send goes back off. You're just deciding what gets thrown. Timing tip: put the send on point right on the chop start, and turn it off by the next 16th note. If you leave it on longer, you'll start delaying more of the phrase than you intended, and it'll feel like the vocal is stuttering. Now, advanced coach move: micro offset the send. If your chop is wordy, the T, K, and S sounds can make the delay feel spitty and messy. Instead of throwing exactly on the transient, nudge that automation a few milliseconds later so the delay grabs the vowel body. This is one of those tiny details that makes your throws sound like they were designed, not like you just turned on a send. Another advanced note: pre-fader versus post-fader sends. If you're doing a lot of volume rides on the vocal track, or quick mutes, decide what you want. If you set the send to pre, the throw level stays consistent even if your dry vocal dips or mutes. That's awesome for dramatic cuts where the dry vocal disappears but the delay tail keeps talking. If you leave it post, the throw follows your vocal rides, which can feel more natural and performed. Neither is correct. Just choose intentionally. Alright, we've got basic throws happening. Now let's make them musical, because this is where the advanced feel comes from. You're not just throwing into one static delay, you're changing the character of the throw at key moments. Go to return A, and automate echo feedback and arrangement. Most of the time, keep feedback in that safe zone, like 35 to 45%. Then for a big phrase end moment, automate a quick bump to 55, maybe 65%, only for that throw. Keep it short. Feedback can blow up fast in DNB, because the tempo is high, and there's constantly more audio feeding into the return. If your mix starts feeling like it's filling up with fog, you went too far. Next, automate the filter movement. On auto filter cutoff, you can start the throw brighter like 10 to 12k, and then close it down over the tail to something like 2 to 5k. That makes the repeats feel like they're receding, getting smokier, and sitting behind your reese and drums instead of fighting them. You can also automate stereo width for ear candy. For example, keep echo stereo around 80% for most throws, then bump it up toward 120% on a special throw. But keep that utility bass mono on so the low end stays tight and club safe. If you want to get really slick, do a ping-pong only on the last repeat vibe by widening near the end of the tail, not at the start. The first repeat carries intelligibility. The later repeats can be the psychedelic stuff. Now for heavier vibe, still stuck, add a saturator on the return. Analog clip mode, drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. This helps the delay tail read on smaller speakers and in dense drops. If you want techie edge, add redux, but be disciplined. Automate it on only one throw per phrase, otherwise it becomes a gimmick and it eats clarity. And one more sound design coach trick: if the dry vocal is crisp but the delay repeats get harsh, DS the return, not the vocal. That way the main chop stays exciting, and only the echoes get smoothed. Let's talk about ducking feel for a second, because this is often where people lose the groove. If your compressor release is wrong, the tail does this weird inhale-exhale that feels like it's arguing with the drums. In fast DNB, slightly shorter release usually reads tighter. Longer release reads more atmospheric. The goal is simple: the tail should pop up in the gaps, not sit on the snare crack. Now let's do the arrangement view power move: printing the throws. Create a new audio track called Throws Print. Set its input to resampling, or directly route from return A if you prefer clean capture. Arm it, and record only the sections where your throws happen. Now you've got the delay tails as audio, and that is creative control. With printed audio you can do things like slice the tail, reverse it into a drop, stretch a single echo into a whole atmosphere, or repitch it for jungle spice. One of the sickest DNB transition tricks is printing the throw at the end of bar 8, reversing it, and fading it into bar 9 so it literally pulls the listener into the next section. Now, quick checklist of common mistakes so you can avoid the time wasters. Mistake 1. Leaving the send up too long. That's how you get repeated syllables and phrasing chaos. Keep the send window short. Mistake 2. Too much feedback in a busy drop. If the groove loses punch, pull feedback back down, or increase the ducking. Mistake 3. No ducking at all. Delay returns mask hats and snare presence fast. Side chain is not optional if you want it clean. Mistake 4. Wide low end in the delay return. That's where mono compatibility dies. Use bass mono or filter lows. Mistake 5. Throwing every chop. If everything throws, nothing is special. Use throws like exclamation points. Let's lock this in with a mini practice exercise. Set the project to 174 BPM and make a 4-bar loop. Place 6 to 10 vocal chops around the snare, leaving space on beats 2, and four so the snare has room to hit. Create returner with echo, filter, sidechain compressor, and utility. Now automate throws on the last chop of bar 2 and the last chop of bar 4. Then make bar 4's throw special. Automate echo feedback up to about 65% just for that moment, and sweep the filter cutoff from about 10k down to 3k over the tail. Finally, print that bar 4 throw and reverse it into bar 1, so it becomes a transition hook. If you do this right, the loop breathes, dry chops feel close and confident, and then those two throw moments feel like intentional structure, not random delay. Quick recap to close, use return-based throws for clean, mix save control. Automate send an arrangement view with quick on and off bursts. Shape the vibe by automating echo feedback, filter cutoff, and sometimes stereo width on the return. Duck the return from the drum bus so the groove stays punchy. And when you want ultimate control, print the throws and edit them like audio FX. If you tell me what kind of vocal you're chopping and whether your drums lean more two-step or breakbeat jungle, I can suggest exact delay times and a throw placement map that matches your phrasing.